WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Going to California by Led Zeppelin, one of my favorite bands in the entire world. Oh, I love them so much, especially that song. That song is just so perfect. It's so calming, you know? Well, welcome to the Monday morning show. Today, wild ride. Or, well, not actually today. But this past weekend was a wild ride for me. We'll get into it later because Miss Summer's not here just yet. But that's all good. It's a Monday morning, you know. So I'm going to leave you with some more music. But we will be back with more on the Monday morning show here on WVUA FM 90.7 The Capstone. Bye, guys.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Alrighty, that was Work It Out by Knox Hamilton, and this is your Monday morning show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Miss Summer finally came. I did call you out, but it's okay.
Listen.
Not really. I didn't, like, not anything bad. But I was just like, Miss Summer's not here. It's a Monday morning, so we're fine.
It's really hard to get up on Monday mornings.
Yeah. Well, you also had your show last night.
I did.
Yeah. So a little Miss Intro to Indie over here.
It was
so good. Had her first show last night.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Very exciting.
I played Rare Americans, mm-hmm. Dylan, Brick and Mortar.
Yes.
Me a second, and The Real Zeebos last night.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. So, I guess if you know any of those bands or want to know any of those bands, give them a listen, or give Intro to Indie a listen, which is now going to be on Fridays, 8 to 10 instead.
I've changed it up on y'all.
It was on Sunday, but now it's Friday, so a little bit more fun. Yeah. So if you're free Friday night, give it a listen. Or actually, if you're not free, give it a listen in your car because you're going to be driving somewhere.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like, just...
It's a Friday night. What are you doing? You know,
what are you doing?
It's 8 to 10. I'm sure y'all are going out doing stuff.
Yeah. So literally just give us a listen. Just put it on your car and just jam out, you know? You'll find some new bands that you'll like.
Because I know Noah, the station manager, was listening in last night. He was out in the lobby out there.
Yeah.
I just happened to talk to him after the show, and he was like, some of those bands I'd never heard of, and they were really good. I'm like, thank you, Noah.
Nice, nice. Well, that's the whole purpose of your show, is to introduce you to new indie music.
Exactly. I love giving recommendations out. So next week, it's going to be more of like the next time I do it, because I'm not doing it this week. Simply because I was prepared to do it on Sundays.
And,
not prepared to do it on Fridays yet.
Yeah.
It'll happen after spring break, I promise.
But,
you know, next time I do it, it's going to be more of a chill week. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking more Rainbow Kitten Surprise.
We love them.
Camp, like C-A-A-M-P.
Yes. And Mount Joy. Strawberries by Camp.
I will definitely give it a listen before next show.
Oh my goodness. I love Strawberries by Camp. It's really depressing, though.
And if you want to know the last one, you'll have to listen in to find out.
Yeah. Yeah. You'll have to tune in and figure it out. So we'll have that first episode posted on Voices potentially later, but we will also be posting on our Instagram about our new show and giving her a little shout out when she gets her Instagram account. Okay, so that was your little host story.
Yes.
I'm gonna clue y'all in. I texted Summer last night and was like, I have a surprise.
And I've been dying to know ever since.
Yeah.
I have to know. What is it?
So, this weekend, I got a dog.
Yes?
I seriously got a dog. I love him to death. He's the best dog in the world. His name is... Okay. His original name was Sriracha.
Oh.
Which, love that for other dogs, but not for my dog. So, we have been in a battle of names, or what to name him.
Gotcha.
But right now it is Fred, Walter, or Angel.
I can't do Walter because that's my nephew's name.
Oh, dang.
So.
So I got the baby.
Oh.
So precious. We'll put it up on the Instagram.
So cute.
With the Monday morning show post. But he is literally the best dog in the entire world. I've literally only had him for like 2 days. Not giving me a single problem at all.
That's fantastic.
He's 10 months old.
Oh.
He's 10 months old. It's crazy.
Just a little baby.
He's just a little tiny little baby. Look. We're looking so at sleepy. Pictures of him. Yeah. I took him to the Arboretum yesterday.
Oh.
So he could just run, you know?
Yeah.
And he tired himself out. he got really tired.
That's a good dog.
He's got a stick.
He's got a stick.
Yeah. So that's my surprise. I got a dog.
Nice.
I love that. I was going to do something fun and do like a little skit with him at the house, but I didn't wake up early enough to do that. So... potential next week Monday morning show.
Yeah.
Skit coming at your way with my new puppy. That's my little host story. So we shared our little host stories real quick.
That's I love that.
Yeah. We'll talk about it more later, obviously. Yeah. But we will get back to the music real quick. So I have, how do you say that? Esoteric Hex. Esoteric Hex. Yeah. By the Maryvales. I really should know how to say that, you know?
I read too much as a kid.
You know, I just guess sometimes.
I read too much as a kid, so I got a very big vocabulary.
I'm slightly dyslexic, so.
It happens to the best of us.
Yeah. All right, so I'll get back to the music. All on 90.7 The Capstone.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
That was Morning Star by Smut, all on 90.7 The Capstone, your Monday morning show.
Bow, 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 bow.
I forgot to record, so we're gonna redo the little section where we talk about our host stories, because we have something else coming up later that's gonna be real fun as well. Over the weekend, I adopted a dog. I love him. He's so great. I'll share the story of how I got him.
Ooh.
That'll be fun.
Story time.
Woo. So.
Woo-hoo.
This weekend was Charlie the Shirt Shop's dog. His birthday was Saturday. So. They had a whole big old celebration for him.
Oh.
Downtown on the corner where the shirt shop is and like surrounding businesses. So it was a couple of percentages and stuff. Like, it's not percentage night because it wasn't a night, but like percentage sales that go to some things.
Percentage day.
There we go. But just a whole bunch of fun stuff going on, a whole bunch of dogs everywhere. and I love dogs so much, if you can already tell. And so we get down there and we realize Metro, our humane shelter, is there as well. And turns out Shirt Shop is going to be paying all the adoption fees.
Oh.
Yeah. So I was like, oh my God, this could be my time. I get a dog. This could be it. But I had restraint. We had a plan to go get lunch.
Yeah.
So we went lunch. We got lunch. We got everything else that we were planning to do get done, you know? And then I was like, finally, I was like, okay, I'm going to go in the truck. Because they had a big old truck with all the dogs in it.
Oh.
And so I go in the truck, and I just absolutely lose it. The dogs are so adorable, and they're just so cute. Oh, my goodness. So I'm, like, calling my mom, like, Mom, am I get a dog? And she's like, okay. And a whole bunch of other things. And while this is all happening, my boyfriend is talking to a couple that is outside that has two dogs themselves. One is a Tootsie Roll looking spotted dachshund.
Oh.
White, literally the size of like a football, like width.
That is so cute.
Yeah. He's real fat, but I love him. He was adorable. His name was Bowie. So he was cute. But the other puppy, it was Sriracha. And he was up for adoption.
Yeah.
And they came up to my boyfriend and was like, hey, you guys looking for dogs? And he's like, my girlfriend's actually in the truck. Looking at dogs. And he was like, oh, well, this one's up for adoption. You could get this one. And it turned out to be my little perfect angel, my little baby, my little pumpkin. My little 10-month-old. They said he was a husky lab mix, but he's just a mutt. So yeah. I don't care. I love mutts.
He's so cute.
He is so cute. We'll post a picture on Instagram later. But so yeah, this weekend I adopted a dog. It can be the station's like little mascot, you know.
Yeah, see, mascot. Well, you were doing that.
Yeah. Well, I was doing that.
I was at the softball games. All
yeah.
Weekend.
Yeah.
That was a time.
That was something else.
I for those of you that don't know, I work for Crimson Tide Productions. I like film a lot. Of things.
Mm-hmm. A lot of sport things. Let me rephrase that.
Sorry, my bad.
No, you're good. You're good.
But I was behind the camera at softball literally all week last week, mm-hmm. like Wednesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It was ridiculous. It was fun. Don't get me wrong. I love being behind the camera.
It's still ridiculous, though.
But it was just so much.
It's a lot.
It was a lot. And it was hot.
Mm-hmm.
And I was standing in the sun.
Oof.
So I am sunburnt on one side of my body.
Yeah.
On my right side. So just.
Yeah.
That's not fun. If you've never been sunburnt on just one side, I don't recommend it.
Mm-mm.
Don't do it.
It makes everything just 10 times worse. Because you're like going about your day normally, and half of your side of you is like, okay, cool, we're going normally. And then half of you is dying.
Yeah, half of you is just burning.
Yeah.
And it hurts.
Like, no.
Yeah.
It's like, give me like all of it or none. Like that's kind of me, but also at the same time, I'm like, I just much rather have like a little spot.
Yeah.
Sunburned, you know?
I'd just rather be sunburnt all over.
Yeah.
You know, if I'm going to, it's all or nothing.
Yeah. It's just easier that way.
Yeah.
You know?
Because you suffer for a few days, but your whole body suffers.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. It's not like, and you couldn't, it's not almost an excuse, but like if your whole body is sunburnt, you don't really have to do much.
Yeah.
But if just one of your
like sides or just like little section is burnt, like you still gotta go throughout your day, go throughout your life.
Exactly. And like, how do you explain that too?
Yeah.
Like, sorry, I stood in one spot.
Yeah.
For hours.
Yeah.
And the sun was beating down.
And now I'm dying on one side.
Yeah.
Like, oh, well, you got the other side. No, I don't.
It's my useful side too. Like, oh, I'm right-handed.
Oh my goodness, that's worse.
So
yeah,
like my left hand's kind of useless.
Yeah. all the lefties out there, so sorry.
Yeah, but
yeah,
Friday was good. Friday was a good day. Mm-hmm. You want to know why? Because it was like a night game. Mm-hmm. So I didn't get sunburnt the first day, and I was given cookies by some very kind people.
Ooh, cookies.
Right?
We love cookies.
I love cookies. That made my day. It was a very good day. Saturday, I had to wake up early.
Oof.
I had to be there. I had to be, you know, ready for the game at 8:30 in the morning.
Oof.
So.
That's not fun.
No.
As we say this, as we came in at 8.
Yeah. But
yeah,
it's okay. It's a different type of
thing. Yeah, it's still different type of work and different.
It's a little more physical.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So I was there at 8:30 and then we went over to Rhodes like around what? Mm-hmm. Like 10-ish?
Yeah.
Something like that. Anyway. Stood out there all day. That was fine, whatever.
Was it fun?
I mean, it was fun for the most part until I spotted a spider on my camera. And I was freaking out, like, internally.
No, I would also freak out internally.
I hate spiders.
Externally, honestly.
Yeah. No, I hate spiders. So I was, like, halfway watching the game, like, fully watching the spider.
Yeah.
Trying to get the best shots I could while also keeping an eye on the spider so that it didn't, like, come at me.
Yeah. Bite you and turn into Spider-Man.
No, I don't want that. I don't like spiders.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things in this world that I can do. Spiders are not one of them.
It's okay. I know a lot of people who can't do spiders, me included. So
but
you're totally fine.
It was fine. The spider was chilling. It wasn't coming at me. That is until I lost track of the spider because it went where I couldn't see it.
Nope.
And then it got even worse because when I could see it again, it was flying away.
So it wasn't a spider.
No, it was.
Do spiders have wings?
They don't have wings. I think I've seen online where spiders can, like, make little balloons.
Oh, and just kind of, like,
float away. What?
Yeah.
I hated that.
Now that I think about it, yeah.
That means a spider can just land on you.
Yeah.
Potentially.
I mean, anything can kind of land on you. I mean, you saw the cartoons, an anvil just dropped from the sky.
Oh, my God. See, I would rather that happen than a spider.
Exactly.
Because at least I can see that coming.
Well, most of the time in the cartoons, they don't.
Yeah, but you have the potential is the thing.
Yeah.
You can look up and see it. You can't look to the side and see a spider flying at you. Unless it's coming at your face.
True. True. Well,
and then Saturday was good. I got some ice cream.
Yay.
But I also got attacked by hornets for like half of the first game.
Ooh, gross.
Yeah, they were coming at me, man. And they would not get off my water bottle. So for half of the first game, I could not drink anything.
Oof.
Because I just had a hornet on the mouthpiece.
Yeah, no. No. That's not okay.
Do you want to know the worst part?
What?
It landed on my hand twice.
Nope.
It didn't sting me, thank God.
Nope.
But it landed twice.
I don't do that. I don't deal with that. Not me.
So.
Well.
That's all I got, but it was a good day after that.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll get back to the music. And then after this, we have a special surprise and a little guest coming in. So keep a lookout for that. We'll get back to the music here with About a Girl by Nirvana.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
All right, this is 90.7 The Capstone. This is The Morning Show. My name is Noah, and I'm here with Summer here on The Morning Show.
Hello.
Good morning, Summer. Good now, Summer, do you like movies?
I love movies.
Well, I've got some good news for you, because if you like making movies, we've got someone in to talk to us a little bit about a chance for UA students to do that. It's a professor from the Creative Media Department, John Haley. Good morning, John.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Yes, happy to have you here on the station. Did you find your way okay here today?
You know, I found my way. I don't know how okay it was. I got a little bit lost, but I'm here and I made it. So that's the important thing.
Yeah. So happy you're here to talk to us about. So we are the Office of Student Media, but you're here to tell us about a student media film club, filmmaking club that is going to get started here on campus soon.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking to get. So there's an organization, the Broadcast Education Association, and they, because we're a member, we are able to start these student media clubs that we're kind of envisioning as a sort of hub for student production, student media productions, connections to the industry, and kind of, serving as this big kind of center for students who are interested in media production, film, but also, you know, broadcast, television, podcasting, audio productions, all sorts of things.
Okay, yeah, well, that sounds like great. And have you ever, in your experience, which let's talk about that a little bit. What is your background in film?
Yeah. So I'm a documentary filmmaker. So I work primarily in the documentary mode, often kind of as a one-person crew out, you know, filming short documentaries. I have worked with... kind of TV stations before too, and done some like filmmaking fellowships and things like that. But oftentimes I'm kind of from, you know, the early stage of conception of a project to the final stages of sending it off to film festivals, I'm kind of involved at every step of the way, which is, so it's exciting to, you know, be able to see productions at every stage that they move through and be involved in that process.
Yeah. And you were telling me this weekend you were working on a documentary shoot that that is your own project as well.
Yes. Yeah. I was, out shooting in Montgomery, Alabama. So yeah, just me all alone with a one-person crew set up. But it's fun to do that too. So
that's great. And any clues to what it might be about? What this documentary?
Yeah, definitely. I could talk about it. Yeah, it's so I've been following this, working with this drag queen who goes to all of these bars across the state of Alabama, and just performs kind of all over the place. Mm-hmm. And they're kind of sometimes they're just these little bars like off the highway, just kind of random locations throughout the state. I've been to Montgomery, I've been to Fort Payne, I've been to Dothan, mm-hmm. I've been Prattville, I think is one place. I've been kind of everywhere, just kind of filming the process and kind of what goes into the process of performing and learning to perform in a new place and all of that.
Interesting. Yeah. That's cool.
Yeah.
What are some of the, I know you're talking about that particular project that you're working on. What are some of the projects that you would imagine that would happen in this club, or what support would the club be giving to people working on projects? Because I'm sure these filmmakers have film ideas.
I have so many ideas that I want to do. I just need to write those funky little scripts.
So that's part of it. And I'll say too, at these two informational meetings we're having this week, so just asking, they're same content at each one, so just attend one if you're interested. But we're also at those meetings, we're going to ask students, what's been missing for you, or what do you feel like you're lacking in terms of either your connection to industries or your connection to internships, or like looking to your career, or just workshops, or what perspectives do you want to hear from, or like what are you missing in terms of producing and making media with making content with your fellow students. So we envision it as kind of, opening up to students and hearing about some of the, growth areas and what this club could help do for them. That being said, the club itself offers their kind of specific events that we'll have access to and be able to put on. So two 48-hour competitions is what they call them. So there's a 48-hour filmmaking competition run through BEA so that we hold it here on campus, but then students can submit their work to maybe win a prize at the BEA national level. There's a 48-hour audio doc competition too. So there's so both of those, you know, competitions we're definitely looking to take part in. But we also want to, you know, like, it sounds like you've been writing projects, right?
I have a few ideas. I have a hard time getting the ideas onto paper.
Yeah.
It's like I can visualize what I want it to do in the middle and I want it to do at the end. Just getting it started is the hardest part for me.
Yeah. So we envision this club too is like here you would have, you know, it depends how many students join the club, obviously, but you'd have access to like this whole group of media interested students who, you know, you could be like, I can't take another look at this screenplay. Like I need someone else to look at it for a day and like read through it. Is it making sense? Or maybe you've written it and you think it looks great, and then, you know, you meet someone who's a cinematographer and, you know, wants to film it with you, right? And so like we envision it as this kind of place where all these connections could, you know, live, and you could be, you know, taking part in the official events that we do. We also envision kind of doing speaker series, different workshops, like skills workshops, if there's anything students feel like they need to kind of target beyond the classroom.
Script writing
we could do too. Yeah, so lots of things like that. Bringing in speakers or hearing from professors too in the, you know, club setting, who might be like guest speakers or something. But yeah, I think it's awesome that we're at this time where like everyone has all these incredible ideas. And so like, let's, you know, build a club where you can bring those ideas and hopefully bring them to life there too. So
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Because like I personally am part of so many things.
Yeah.
I'm part of so many things.
Yeah.
But I want to be part of a film club itself.
Right.
Because like I just like I'm part of the student executive council. I'm part of like social media ambassadors. I do this. I do Crimson Tide Productions. But I want to be a part of like a film thing because like I want to experience everything while I'm here.
Yeah. Yeah. And that's, you know, I think this could be a great way to do that. So hope to join.
So there's going to be a couple interest meetings this week.
Yes. Yeah. So there's one tomorrow at 3:30. And then there's one Wednesday at 7 p.m. And the room numbers, I think it's 344 for tomorrow.
And we'll put it, it's on our events calendar, wvuafm.ua.edu. And we'll also put it up on our Instagram as part of the end of the show morning post.
Yeah.
So we'll make sure to include that. So keep an eye out for that, our Instagram at wvuafm. So excited for this filmmaking club.
One thing.
Yes.
Because I just realized while you were talking about it, I can't make either one of those because I have to work on Wednesday from 3:30 to 8, and
that's
I have class at 3:30.
Yeah, no worries.
So, like,
send
what do you do if you... Okay.
Yeah, yeah. So if you don't, my email's on the flyers, too, that I think you'll post. Feel free to, you know, put my email anywhere. I don't really care. it's on the website anyway. So, but yeah, if you can't make it to either meeting and still want to be a part of it, send me an email and just let me know, because then I'll follow up with you after the meetings. We're also going to kind of like gauge interest in, we need, you know, this new club, we need students to serve as officers too, and take on some, you know, responsibilities and help us, you know, shape this club for the next year.
Hey, that's leadership roles.
Leadership
put that on
roles.
Your resume.
Yeah. So if you're interested in that too, we're going to like at the meeting gauge interest in that, but I'll make sure to include that in anyone who emails me. I'll say, hey, we're looking for people to fulfill these roles. So like, let me know if you're interested in that too. And later this spring, we'll host another meeting, you know, before classes end to hear from the people who are interested in being officers and hold an election.
Okay. So as this sort of halfway through the spring, it's sort of getting the club going, figuring out who that's going to be in charge of the club, and then going to start in full force in the fall.
Yes, exactly. Yep.
But start getting involved now.
Yeah, so absolutely. Start sending those emails, asking questions.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, there's only like, 7 weeks left to the spring semester or something, so. Yeah, sorry for that. For anyone who has finals.
Some of us who are seniors are like, no, it's so close.
Yeah.
But so excited for this filmmaking club, excited for this media club. I know topically with film, we got the Oscars on Sunday. Do you have opinions? What do you want to win Best Picture?
Oh, I mean, I thought, you know, I heard about, I was teaching at Tennessee last year when Everything Everywhere All at Once came out.
Yes.
And I could not, you know, like, go to my classroom without hearing about it, and I was kind of like, I don't even know what this, you know, movie, whatever. And I, you know, everyone was saying, you got to go see it, got to go see it. So I went and saw it. I loved it. I mean, I think too, it's I think it's likely to win, first of all, from what we've seen, and I have no qualms with it winning Best Picture. I thought it was a great, great film. So
yeah, I mean, we love Everything Everywhere All at Once in this house. So.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely. Great.
So I'm not introducing any new conflict or anything.
No.
That's great.
Okay. Yes, we don't worry. We don't have anyone who's like pushing for like All Quiet on the Western Front or anything.
Right. I don't know.
Which
I don't know if a lot of people.
I just watched that one the other day. Okay. It's all right. I understand. Yeah. I think it deserves to exist. I understand why it's there, but I'm like, I don't know. Not for me.
Yeah. I've heard it's just kind of. It's a fine adaptation.
It's a fine.
Yeah.
It's fine.
Yeah.
Well, Puss in Boots does exist as best animated feature. It may win.
Yeah. Never know.
But have you? I know. Also, have you seen Marcel the Shell with Susan?
I have. Yeah. I think it's fantastic.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
But
have you all seen it? Are you all fans or no?
I've seen some clips from it.
Okay. Yeah. It's worth seeing. You know.
Also, a little reminder: we're only like 4 months out from when the Barbie movie comes out.
Okay, yeah. That's gonna be big.
Yep,
that's gonna be
big.
Gonna
be a moment.
I'm so excited.
Yeah.
The double feature of Barbie and Oppenheimer on the same day. I am literally going to go crazy.
I'm gonna have to go see both of them back to back
in the movie theater.
Yeah, I'm going to literally be in the movie theater all day.
Yeah,
that's the Christopher Nolan film, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Are you a Christopher Nolan fan or?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah.
See, I'm not a huge like Christopher Nolan fan, but I just love the duality.
Oh
of
yeah,
the two
I mean
movies.
That's those are yeah,
you know.
I mean, you never know. We don't know that much about Barbie.
Barbie so might could, be. She might have a little something going
some,
on.
Yeah.
Barbie in her Oppenheimer era. Yeah.
I know. And any big projects that you're looking forward to? Any big films that you or TV shows that you're on excited for?
Oh man, I mean. I am excited for the new season of Succession.
Okay. I was about to ask, are you a Succession guy?
Yeah. I enjoy Succession. I mean, it's not perfect, but I saw the trailer and I got to see the last one. I tend to be, you know, a little bit more documentary geared. So there are, I'm trying to think of projects that, I mean, and I've been, you know, filming a lot and trying to get my own projects out. There are a couple that came out of Sundance that I'm kind of looking for. I have a couple friends too who have had some projects at like True False and other film festivals. So I'm excited to see, you know, those take shape and see what,
definitely
to try to, you know, try to see those as they come out. So, yeah.
I've got to ask, are you a Last of Us kind of guy?
I've seen the first three episodes.
Okay.
I was intrigued and I was invested. I don't think it's like reached the point where it's like, I need to watch it the minute the episode drops type thing.
That's kind of where I am.
But
that's
I think cool. I'll catch up on it, you know, as things slow down in the semester, maybe. So
gotcha.
Maybe it's over spring break.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
But now I remember. So this is going to be our last segment for the Monday morning show. Sadly.
Sad.
I know. But we just had a great conversation with Mr. John Haley, with one of our JCM professors. Yes.
He's a really cool dude.
He was a really cool dude. Yeah. But if you want to join a little fun film club. For students for a whole bunch of different reasons, just talk for a whole bunch of resources, so network, a whole bunch of things.
I love networking. I love meeting people.
We love networking here. So if you want to check that out, that will be posted on our Instagram at WVUA FM, and we'll be tagging all the information that you'll need for that too as well. They'll have some info.
There's an info meeting tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, info meeting tomorrow and Wednesday. Do you remember what time he said?
3:30 tomorrow and then 7 p.m. on Wednesday.
Nice.
I remember only because I can't go to either one.
Yeah.
I'm a little salty about it.
Yeah, so if you can't make it to that, he said to just email him. So we'll put all that information up on our Instagram. And it is already posted on our events calendar. So if you want to take a look at it right now, you totally can.
Considering cutting class to go to said meeting.
I mean, I'm not going to support, but I'm not going to say no. You know? but also in here, we have Miss Savannah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Exciting.
Yeah. Would you like to introduce yourself? Of some sort in description.
Hey, I'm Savannah. I'm a sophomore creative media major, and I'm excited to be here
too.
Literally everyone is a creative media major except me.
Haha, loser.
Leave me alone. I'm the only history major ever we've like ever had in this whole situation. Like everyone is creative media or sports or music or film or something something media, and I'm just like, I'm over here like, yeah, history girl.
You should start a history podcast.
I mean, yeah,
I would listen to that.
I would too.
Yeah.
I'd
maybe that's what I'm
going to
do next year. I'm graduating this semester.
Oh.
Yeah, so sad, but also fun. But I will be coming back just as a normal DJ, so you still get to deal with me.
Fantastic.
Yeah. So I might be doing that. That might be my next show. We don't know.
I'd be on it if you wanted me to.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll get them on. Yeah.
Just to react.
Yeah, just to react. I'll say a fact and you'd be like, what?
Queen Victoria did what?
What?
How many slurs?
Yeah. Well, so this has been the Monday Morning Show. I hope you guys have had a wonderful time listening.
I've had a wonderful time being here.
Yeah, we have had such a great time being here. I hope you enjoyed John Haley. I hope you enjoyed the stories of summer working this weekend, but also me getting a new dog.
Attacked by hornets.
Yeah, and getting attacked by hornets and all the fun little things we talked about on the morning show. If you ever want to play that or listen back to any of the morning shows, it's always on voices.ua.edu, and you can always take a listen on there. And we will be posting on Instagram just a little recap of the morning show. So if you caught like the very end of us and you want a little recap, go look on there.
Or if you only caught the beginning.
Yeah. Or you just listen at all and you just wanted to actually see what we look like, you know? Because you can't see on radio. That's what happens.
I have a face for radio.
Yeah. We all do, honestly. So, we will get back to the music here on 90.7 The Capstone. We have Cake by Mood Room.
Interessant.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.